like a sonic boom in the room. Boom, boom, a sonic boom in the room. Everything is lifted, the room is shifted. And I know you feel it too. It's like a sonic boom in the room.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Donald, and thanks for tuning in on today's Nashville Hits Collecting Dust, where I get to hang out with the very talented and very pretty Jessica Mack. Enjoy.
That was a good start.
That was.
Is that your warm up?
We're recording. Every time.
Every
time.
Hey,
everybody.
Jessica Mack is back. Hey, that rhymed. What? Thank you. What's up?
Thank you. It's just another beautiful day to be alive.
I got you back in. You promised.
I did. And
it's been a while and you did come.
Kept my word.
Well, that means that hopefully it wasn't like too much torture the first time.
Not at all. I was looking forward to this. I think I bothered you about coming back.
I'm okay with that. Guys, that's called tables turning. That's what that I pursue. And then when you know, that's the tough part.
You hook them and then, you know, they start coming your way.
It's getting the opportunity to get to know somebody is the hardest part, right? Mm-hmm. And then because you put everybody in a box. It's tough.
Don't put me in a box.
I'm not putting you in a box. You put me in a box. You put me in a box from day one.
Not true.
Well, now this time that you're back, you get to answer. It's not like really like a fire round because you don't have to answer it in like 30 seconds or anything. Whew. But the cool part.
Set it on a timer.
Yeah, there's no right or wrong answers, but what's really cool is ask these same like three questions to all my guests and just to kind of compare. Ooh. It's funny because there's usually an underlying theme. Like you may say it a different way, but a lot of times it's a lot of the same, but it comes from a different perspective. So we'll see. Are you ready? Is there anything else you wanted to share first? Or, you know, what else is going on in your life? Give me some news.
Oh.
Put you on the spot.
Well, yeah. Thanks. Darn.
What are you looking forward to the most in the next month?
We'll just be real. I'm pursuing a publishing deal. And so I'm just looking forward to those meetings to coming up.
I think you have one today, don't you?
I sure do. Yeah.
Well, glad you hung out with me first. Yeah. But that's cool.
This is a good warm up, you know? Not that I'm using you.
The first person who said that.
That just didn't sound right.
No. I had a Fiona Cullian last week, and she said the same thing. She's like, and she's British, or wait, British. Anyway, she has this cool accent, and she's like, oh, don't worry, Donald. Like, I have a show at 7, and I can just come, and you can be my warm-up at 6.
Or that's something awesome.
I totally didn't do that, but I was like, yeah, use me. Come on by before the show. We'll do a little warm-up, you know. So it's fun.
I liked your impersonation. It was good.
Did I do okay?
You did all right. Yeah. British accents are my favorite too.
Well, she gave me a little lesson because she had lived in London for say 4 years, I guess. So I go, you're from London. She goes, no, do I sound like I'm from London? I'm like, I don't know what that. She goes, if I was London, I'd sound like this. And I go, okay, they sound the same to me, you know. But then she's got them all, Australian, and she's even got like Southern. American redneck accent down.
Oh, really?
She's got it down too. All right, so here we go. These are the three questions that I ask all my guests, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. If you could have coffee with yourself, and I know you like coffee.
Love the coffee.
Well, but you're like me. Here's what I love about you is that you have a little coffee with your cream and sugar like
it's
I do.
True. Yeah.
I know.
It's kind of like...
It's the unhealthy way to drink coffee.
It's my vice.
That's all right.
We all need at least one vice, right?
Exactly. If that's your biggest vice, then you're okay. All right. But if you could have coffee with yourself, like knowing what you know now, and you could go back and you could talk to yourself, you know, right when you moved maybe to Nashville or right when you knew music was it, what would you tell yourself now?
It's a really good question. I would tell myself to surround myself with people that I admire and want to be more like.
Yeah.
Because we were actually talking about this earlier. You know, you've heard that saying, if you want to see where you're going to be in 5 years, look at the people you're surrounding yourself with.
Yeah.
And I just believe that. I think that we have to watch who we hang out with because we're all,
We're all susceptible to influence, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so. And it's not always a negative. I mean, it can be a positive or a negative, right? I heard that, in the business standpoint of if you could take the five people you hang out with the most, and if you average like their salaries or how much money they make, then that's probably what you make.
Yeah.
That's kind of, that's eye-opening if you think about it. Now, you're saying that from a musical standpoint, well, and a life standpoint too, right? Mm-hmm. When I first heard that, and this is no offense to my friends if you are listening, but it was like, I might need to get some new friends. They're average median. It was a joke.
It's a tough world out there, you know?
Right? Well, you were like, I need some billionaire friends. That's what I mean.
Well, I have some decently wealthy friends, and I can attest that that's not always true.
Have you hung out with them for 5 years?
Fair enough.
See?
I'm going to keep hanging out with them.
See? I mean, it's not an overnight thing here, right?
That's true.
Now, that's a great piece of advice just because, it's not that you don't want to be you or unique, and that's not what you're saying, but, I think a lot of the directions that you are pointed in, spiritually or in any way, right, are by the people that you are around the most. So that makes sense.
Most definitely.
That's great. What about the best piece of advice someone else has given you? That's what you would tell yourself going back, having coffee. You would say, hey, look, surround yourself around good quality people that are going in a direction that you want to be.
Right.
That's what you would say. But what's the best advice you've heard from someone else?
Well, aside from spiritual advice I've been given, which, I love Jesus and being raised in the church and just having a Christian family. Like I've always been told, seek the Lord first. And so Matthew 6:33-34, it's like a life verse for me. Seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will be given to you. But aside from like the biblical truth that I cling to, actually your podcast, I can't remember the person that said this, but, do you until you is what they want.
Yeah.
That
Kel Dodd said that.
Okay.
Or somebody told Kel that. I can't remember who we have to go back and listen to that episode. So, but anyway, that I can't tell you how many people have, either told me, called me, text me or written in. I was like,
Love that
was amazing.
Yeah, really.
Do you until you is what they want.
That's what you got to, stay true to yourself,
Yeah.
True to your heart. You must be. I think that's
Is that the song? I don't know.
I think it's off of Tarzan, honestly.
Well, at first it sounds, if you think about it, at first it sounds selfish. Like you just do you,
Right.
But it's not. It's the perspective of, I think some of us feel like we need to be, either someone else or a combination of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, right? Because at the end of the day, they're either going to buy into you and who you are, or they're going to see that it's fake if you don't, right? Like, so.
Yeah. Since moving to Nashville, it's been an amazing experience, but you are just told by different people in the industry in and of itself that this is marketable and this is not. And so if you want to make money, you need to be marketable.
Yeah.
And sometimes that doesn't equal what you are. And so like Kel said, it's encouraging to think about, okay, I'm going to do me and I stick with that until people want that. And if they don't, then well, that's just sad, but hopefully they will come around.
Yeah. Well, and it's, I don't know if it's sad, but you're still happy and fulfilled.
True. That's true.
And that at the end of the day, I think that's really where it is. If you want to have your self-worth, I guess, judged by how many people agree with you or buy into you, then that's kind of the wrong way anyway.
That's true.
So.
Good point.
Hey, this stuff that I get to hear, I was like, some of them are just groundbreaking. They hit you in a way like, oh my gosh, never thought of it that way. And that's a good one. Do you until you is what they want. And that's
truth.
Hey, just put that on the refrigerator. If I knew how to crochet, I would. I would crochet that and put it right there. But
there you go.
All right, finish this statement. Jessica Mack,
mm-hmm.
If you really knew me, you would know.
Can it be a two-parter? You would know these two things?
There are no rules.
You can say whatever you want. You would know that I love Jesus and that I am the queen of puns.
Puns.
So Jesus and puns. That's me in a nutshell.
All right, give me an example.
Oh,
queen of puns.
Oh, come on.
You can't claim it. And then I'm not
like,
throw it out there.
I'm a conversational punny person. So it's not like,
okay,
I just have all these pun jokes. Although, I don't know. If you would have told me that I was going to do this before the show, I probably would have had one ready.
Oh, well, yeah. That makes sense. Is that in a kind of sarcastic way? Or you're just, like, when you're throwing out puns, you got to be careful, like, what I say around you, because you're going to...
No, it's just, like, it's like a dad joke in dad joke form.
Like, no pun intended.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
We just talked to your dad.
We did. Sweet.
He called in. She put him on speakerphone. Then I think
he got intimidated.
I think he got a little stage fright because he's like, "Wait a minute, you're not on air per se. It's just a podcast,
but right.
It's kind of the same. If you didn't know any better, if you're like, oh no, like what if I was on the radio on the speakerphone? What would you say?
Ooh,
I don't know. Thought about that.
What up, world?
See, Daddy O.
Yeah.
Well, he was a sweet guy. He has no idea who I am, but. He was very nice.
He does now.
Yeah, that's true.
You introduced yourself.
Oh, that's right.
And I'll tell him all about you.
Now I'm nervous. Well, those are great answers. We talked about this and you can totally change your mind because you can play whatever you want. But I have a favorite of yours song.
You do?
Yeah. And so I would like, if you want to, it's still up to you, for you to kind of tell the story about that song. How you wrote it, who you wrote it with, or if you wrote it by yourself, and then jam on it and play it for us.
Well, can I ask you if the reason that you like the song is it because you're a believer of Love at First Sight?
It's because I am wishfully thinking that it's about me. Right. That's what it is.
Okay.
I say, you know, because when I first heard the song, it was at the recording of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. I realized that wasn't like the first time we met.
True.
It was like the second. And I was thinking, well, it could still count. So when you, and nobody knows what the song's about. So
they're
really kind of confused right now. But
Love at First Sight.
That's what
the song is about.
It is totally, yeah. And I don't know. It's wishful thinking because I know you wrote the song before you met me. But it was one of those things where you're like, oh, that's a good song. I love that song. And I'm like, I wonder, she's kind of looking at me while she's singing.
Oh, my goodness.
I was on the front row. And then,
okay.
You shot me down. That's all right. So,
But you
do know that song, I mean, listen, you're a very attractive girl. Okay. That's a given. I don't have to say that when people see you, you know, so this is going to happen in your shows. It already does happen. So guys connecting to you on stage, are going to go, I wonder if she saw me and does she feel the same that I just felt? Because I felt like we had a connection right here. You
totally.
Know, I was in the audience, you're on the stage, and like you make eye contact. Of course, I know you're up there performing, but maybe.
Well, I actually have never thought about that before, but it's good to, it's just good to hear what's going on inside some people's minds, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, songs for the most part are kind of a transfer of emotion, right? Lyrics are great, but like they're a transfer of emotion. And tell me, did you write the song by yourself or what? All right, since we have cleared the air that it's obviously not about me.
Sorry, Donald.
Dang it. How and why did you write the song?
Okay, well, to be honest, I started the song by myself, just came up with that first verse, which you'll hear, and it's just kind of given this illustration lyrically about walking into a room and just being like starstruck by this human being that you're like, oh my goodness, they're amazing. I actually have heard it described before as like when they saw this person, everything else went gray in the room and they were just very highlighted. So I guess that was kind of in the back of my head.
Have you had this experience?
No, I haven't. But I hate telling people that because then it makes it less cool. But I believe it happens. I totally believe it happens.
Yeah.
And so basically it goes into the chorus, which is like, it was like a sonic boom in the room. Boom, boom. And it's just my idea of how that feeling feels whenever you see somebody that you're, you know, it's more than just attraction. There's like obviously a little bit more than that to it, but. Yeah. So
you believe that it can happen, but you also believe that it doesn't have to happen for you to, you know, potentially end up with somebody that's
right. No, I think
so. What you're saying,
I think it's a rare thing. Honestly.
So what you're saying is, I still have a chance.
So you I was trying to have a chance.
So I was leading into
Look
that.
Look at you.
Do you see how I
just working?
That's funny.
You're awesome.
Hey, well, and the song is awesome. Story's awesome. Song is awesome, and I'm excited for you to play it for us.
I would love to.
Awesome. There's a lot of awesome in there.
There's just so much.
You know what
awesome.
I've noticed? You know what I've noticed about listening to these things? Because you know it's hard to watch yourself or listen to yourself a lot of times. And what I've noticed is every episode, I seem to have a word that I repeat over, like subconsciously. I don't know
so
that I'm doing it.
This
was
going to
be
awesome.
Like awesome. Last time, one song, one episode, it was phenomenal. And I listened back and I was like, I just said phenomenal 6 times in a row.
Did you count?
Yeah, I really did. I was like, that annoys me.
That's funny.
And then I was like, well, I guess that's how people feel when they hear me talk.
No, don't get in your head.
No.
People don't think about it.
That's
it's
true.
Just your.
Hey, will you play your awesome
own,
song?
Of course. But just know you're your own worst critic because I am too.
Very true.
But
Sonic
yes,
Boom.
This is called Sonic Boom. Okay. Is this little mic on? It is now. Okay. I walk into the room and I saw you, nobody else. Time just stopped, like a cry for help. What is this craziness I've only heard stories of? Is it, could it be love? It was like a sonic boom in the room. Boom, boom, a sonic boom in the room. Everything is lifted, the room is shifted. And I know you feel it too. It's like a sonic boom in the room. Boom, boom, a sonic boom in the room. Our room sound blasting, first silent, last day. And I know you feel it too. That sonic boom, boom. You feel that sonic boom, boom. You feel that sonic boom, boom. Whoa. We'll fast forward through the years and this is what you'd find. Young love growing older, stronger, louder with time. Still get that giddiness deep down inside. Whenever we see each other, it's just like a sonic boom in the room. Boom, boom, a sonic boom in the room. Everything is lifted, the room is shifted. And I know you feel it too. It's like a sonic boom in the room. Boom, boom, a sonic boom in the room.
I still think the song's about me. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. That is awesome. That's I love fun. That song.
Thank
it's
you so
much,
much
fun.
I appreciate it.
There's a lot of energy in that song. And when you play it live with a full band, I mean, you can hear it acoustically, but like when you played it with the full band, I'm like, that's something. So
well, hey,
I
thank
love
you.
It.
I'm glad you like it. That makes me happy.
Well, you know, let's turn that mic off. There we go. Let's do the whole shameless plug thing again.
Oh, sure.
Because people want to find you, and if you are playing out, how do we find that out, and how do we follow you, and all that good stuff?
You can go on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
All those social media things.
All the social media
Everybody things. Else does it. Why can't we, right?
Yeah. Jessica Mack Music. I also have a website. I don't think I mentioned that the last time I was on the show, but jessicamackmusic.com.
.com.
Pretty crazy. but yes, please. That'd be awesome to have y'all come out to a show. I'd love to meet everybody and anybody.
Hey, we're looking forward to this next song that you just did the music video for. It's called...
Yes, Mixtape.
Mixtape. So hopefully within the next, month or so?
Maybe even sooner. Who knows? We're just waiting for it to get done editing.
Yeah.
Done with the editing process. So
that, and you got some big meetings today and this week. Gosh, a lot of stuff going on.
You know, I'm excited.
Well, I'm excited for you. Promise me this. When you become a big deal, you can't forget about me. And you know,
come on.
You have to come back.
I would never.
Sound good?
You're
promise?
Unforgettable. I'm going to see how many songs I can fit in the show.
Well, you're doing well so far. I haven't kept count, but everything's recorded, so
I
we
think
can
it's
go
just
back.
Two, but
okay.
Okay.
Well, thanks so much for coming back in.
Hey, thank you. This was fun.
You know, it's a blast. It's hard work, but somebody's got to do it.
Right.
You know?
And y'all be sure to follow Donald and this podcast and then him on all his handles, Donald S. Jenkins.
Yes, look at you. Hey. Thanks for that plug.
I'm
that
here
was
for
awesome.
You.
Yeah. Yeah, Nashville Hits Collecting Dust, his own podcast. Of course, you know, it's apparently there's a Google Play. Obviously, I have them on all Google Play, SoundCloud, and iTunes. So
look,
there's not a reason why you shouldn't. Oh, and I don't know if you knew this, but some of this is being video recorded.
Oh.
Yeah, you know about that?
Hello.
Yeah, we're doing
you
a little...
You should really tell people if you're filming them.
Well, sorry about that.
I'm kidding.
Nah,
I think
a little,
you mentioned it last time, so I should have just known.
Well, you know, you want to see... Some people like to watch instead of listen, so...
It's true.
Anyway, thanks for coming in. Let's
Thank
do it again.
You. Okay.
See you, girl.
Bye.
This has been Hits Collecting Dust. Please support this podcast and the artists featured by going to iTunes, subscribing, and leaving us a review.